Normally, when you hear Richard Deitch, Stephen Brunt, and myself, Jeff Blair, on the radio, you kind of got used to hearing it from 4 to 7 on primetime sports. That's not the case anymore. Effective Monday, we will be on 2 to 5 as part of the writer's block. Now, I understand that writer's block is not necessarily considered to be a positive thing if you're a writer, Mr. Brunt, but it does kind of say what we are going to be about. Three guys who've written for most of their life, and three guys who I think it's safe to say probably are more interested in smart takes than hot takes.
I think so. I hope so. And of course, the clever spelling will tell you that, right? So it's not that block, B-L-O-C-K thing. That is a negative. This is B-L-O-C. So,
well, that has some negative connotations, too. Now, LeBlanc, Quebecois.
Right, yeah. It can. Right. But it's just so, it is an aggregation of guys who write. And I think you're going to, it is going to be a reporter's take on the sports world. It's going to be the take of people who have approached it journalistically over the years. We're going to talk to a lot of different people. We're going to have a lot of guests. So it's going to be familiar that way. But I think we're all going to kind of draw on our different experience. We have, you know, similar experience. It overlaps in some places, but also different experience in the world of sport. And I think that's a big part of what we're going to bring to the table here.
Yeah, and first of all, I love BLOC because it just makes me think of Soviet bloc.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
East German, it's got marketing possibilities, let's face it.
That's true. That's right. If anyone wants to sponsor us from 1981 Berlin, please give us a ring. But no, the time difference is... It's going to be great in terms of our lifestyles. But the show, I think, is going to have a lot of similarities to the show that Stephen worked on for many, many years, and certainly the show that Jeff worked on in his time slot for many years. And the one thing that I'm excited about is that we're going to continue some of the things, Jeff, that we thought worked on primetime sports, whether it's roundtables and whether it's discussing issues that sometimes go beyond just Toronto sports.
Yeah, the strength of primetime sports, one of the many strengths of primetime sports, but was the fact that it was generally long-form interviews, and it could deal with the third-line center of the Leafs, or it could deal with some sort of socioeconomic or sociopolitical issue as it related to sports. And that's what Writer's Block is going to be all about. Yeah, we're going to serve the meat and potatoes and the worry over Austin Matthews' three-game scoreless slump or something like that, but we're also going to deal with some of the bigger sports issues and, frankly, give people some insight that they're not going to get anyplace else.
Yeah, and I think, and of course, the beauty of what we're talking about right now, which is the podcast version of that, is that if you choose to listen to this between 4 and 7, as you did habitually, this kind of a show, or any time in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning, it will be available to you. It'll be live on radio 2 to 5, but it'll be available to you immediately after that, and to be listened to it at your convenience on the train, on the drive home, or in the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, let me just add to the marketing part of that, Stephen, because that's the sort of the digital world we live in. Absolutely subscribe. Tell people who you think would be interested in to subscribe. If you leave us a 5-star review, that helps the podcast immensely because it keeps it high on the Apple charts and all the other places that offer podcast metrics. And it's going to be really interesting, guys, to see, who listens to us live, but two, who listens to us on this podcast. Because now, given the new time, we probably will have people who listen to us during the primetime hours where we used to do this live. So that's something pretty excited to me. And I think at a certain point, we'll probably try to do a couple extra things on the podcast so that it's just not the show straight, but you get a little extra as well.
So there you go. My guess is that combined here, we have how many years of writing experience?
Let's not do that.
Okay, yeah. Well, we won't do that. But we have a lot of writing experience.
Don't depress us, Jeff.
Yeah. Depress us. Well, I can be just as easily depressed as anybody. I may be the oldest one in here.
Yeah,
anyhow,
no nostalgia exercises, okay?
No, nostalgia exercises.
This is in the moment, and you got people who live out in the world and do things in the world, and that may creep into the show occasionally.
Right. So Fred Van Vliet of radio shows. Bet on ourselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there you go. Starting October 14th, 2 to 5, and every day thereafter, it's Writer's Block with Jeff Blair,
Stephen Brunt,
and Richard Deitch.